Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the messenger, y'all stepping out of Beulah. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind. But out here, the jakes are shooting. The judge judged for hire, the jury's a straight liar. Just to see Israel fried up. They got our phones tapped and wired up. The police got you stuck. No one desires us. This law requires us to buy this man's trust. Pay to get salvation. Who you playing? But I pulled your card. I seen your stars. They false lights. My spirit spit lyrics so cold, your frostbite. And that's the attitude from your murderous flight. From your witness every night. And young boys shot down in the street. And they mama's sight. Your overseers call this the good life. Like the hood's right. That's Zion. That's right. Y'all's way. That's right.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, God's righteous, Yah's holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another night, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words. even the words are true. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. But Yah is the Savior of the world. And again, I praise God to Yah for giving us this great opportunity to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Last night, we began the week dealing with the food in the scripture. And we wanted our people to know, so they won't have no excuses at all, how bad it is to be a fool. Now, oftentimes we will call people a fool. Man, you're a fool, and laugh about it. But being a fool is no laughing matter at all. Calling one a fool is no light thing. Because a fool, according to the scriptures, is not good in no kind of way. And let me show you this, just to recap just a few scriptures on the fool in the scriptures. Because after we recap on this, we're going to talk about two other types of individuals, slightly different, but similar. And that is the scorner and the simple. We're going to examine it. So you have both sides of the coin. We dealt with wisdom, and now we're dealing with the fool. And it's befitting that we deal with this because we find that wisdom actually has an enemy. Wisdom have an opposing opponent. Wisdom have a counterpart. And yes, it's the fool. And let me show you how bad a fool is. If you go turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 13th chapter, and I'm going to just bring out a few scriptures so you can see for yourself, analyze it, and hopefully, prayerfully, you will take the time, the opportunity to look in the mirror. But if you're a fool, I already know that's not going to happen. You're not going to examine yourself at all. And this is why. In the book of Proverbs, the 13th chapter, this is what it says in the 19th and 20th verse. It says, the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, and everybody want to accomplish their desires, and it's sweet once you fulfill your desires. The greatest fulfillment that one can receive and get, if they're wise, is to fulfill the desires of the Most High. For our Creator also have desires. He has desires, he has pleasures, just like we do. Why you think he got a servant? To fulfill his desires. Why you think he has ministers? To do his pleasure. But watch what this says. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. My goodness. The scripture says in Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in God with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear Yah, depart from evil. But not so with a fool. It's an abomination for a fool to depart from evil. In other words, evil is what a fool wants to do. As a matter of fact, not only do he want to do evil, I'm going to show you why. But let's continue reading. He that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. And there's a sight to see when you have a group of fools band together. It's a sight to see. Because all you're going to see is chaos and confusion. This is why right after this, we're dealing with the scorner and the simple. But let me show you why a fool is so bad. In the book of Proverbs, the first chapter, it says in the seventh verse or the sixth verse, understand a proverb and the interpretations. The words of the wise and their dark things, because you can't read the scriptures like other books. People think they can just interpret things and they know laws and they can just pick up this book like any other book and just read it. No, Yahweh will have to endow you with divine understanding. Divine because it's a certain type of spirit that one must have in order for him to understand the things in the word of Yahweh. Let me show you what that is in the seventh verse. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. That's the type of spirit that one must have in order for him to have knowledge, in order for him to understand, and the other, in order for him to have wisdom. But then it says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You can instruct them all day long, but they're not going to listen to you. They're not going to respect it and honor it, nor will they do it, because they are a fool. They despise wisdom and instruction. A fool will think they're smarter than you. They would think they better, they know better than you. But according to the scriptures, a fool don't know nothing. It's all in their own little minds. They know not nothing. And you want to know something when you're dealing with the Creator. The fool in the scriptures. And just a couple more scriptures. I want you to take a look at another scripture. And this particular scripture is in the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter. And 9 verse. And this is what it says. Wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. And who don't want to understand their way? The way they going, the way they acting, the way they talking, the way they doing. Who don't want to understand their way? But the folly of fools is deceit. And that's what you're going to find with a fool. A fool is not only full of deceit, but a fool is dishonest. Deceitful and dishonest. This is why you find fools doing this in the 9th verse where it says, fools mock at sin. They will try to justify their own sin. Whereas the wise man, he will try to repent of his sin, but a fool will mock at sin. In other words, even though they know they sin, they say, well, you did it too. Well, you said it too. Well, you sinned too. They won't even acknowledge their sin. But among the righteous, there is favor. Yes, this is the fool in the scriptures. But then we have other types of fools, because there's different types of fools. And I want to show you the different types of fools. Another type of fool is a scorner. A scorner comes from the Hebrew word lutz. And it means to just have in derision, to mock, to scoff at. Well, just like a fool would do. It's just this particular type of fool is just a little bit different. This fool is called a scorner. And let me show you certain things about this type of fool. For example, in the book of Proverbs, the 22nd chapter. And you got to know these things because the scripture is, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And you got to have knowledge. Now, the thing about a fool, he hates knowledge. He despises wisdom and instruction. So there's not a lot of room for help with a fool. Not a full-blooded fool, as you will learn, because there's different types of fools. And right now we're talking about a scorner. And watch what it says in the book of Proverbs 22. And we're going to read the 10th verse. It says, cast out the scorner and contention shall go out. In other words, as soon as The scorner is out the midst. You're going to contention leave. Not just contention, though. Yes, strife is going to be gone too. And reproach shall cease. In other words, everything that's been giving you a headache is going to be gone. Because now the scorner is not in your midst. That's how bad a scorner is. You also find in the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter. Isaiah 29. Now we're talking about the scorner and the simple in the scriptures. How can we be saved, delivered from our own self if we don't have the proper knowledge, complete knowledge, balanced knowledge of everything? We discuss wisdom, so we had to discuss its counterpart. And now we're discussing the kinfolk of a fool. And one of the kinfolk is a scorner. In the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, this is what it says in the 20th verse. Well, let's start at the, I want to start at the 15th verse. Watch what it says. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from Yahweh, and their works are in the dark. And they say, who sees us? And who knows us? Only a fool will try to hide their counsel in the little things that they, devious, evil things that they doing in the dark. You don't think Yahweh gonna bring it to the light? You don't think Yahweh know what's going on? Sure Yahweh know. And it's gonna be brought out. 16th verse, surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not. That's how deceitful this thing is. You won't even acknowledge you really made you. Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he had no understanding. Is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into the fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest? And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. That's when Yahweh is going to do what he called a marvelous work. A marvelous work and a wonder. And watch the 19th and 20th verse. The meek also shall increase the joy in Yahweh. And the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to nothing. And who is this terrible one? Well, the terrible one, according to the scriptures, is a tyrant. Someone is in power, and they will do anything to hold on to their power. They will do devious things. That's the terrible one. But then, just as bad as a tyrant, watch who it says next. And the scorner is consumed. Yes, the scorner. And why would they be consumed? Because the turning of things upside down. But watch what else it says. The terrible one is brought to nothing. The scorner is consumed. And all that watch for iniquity are cut off. Here it is. The scriptures say, the righteous, there is none righteous that sinneth not. So everybody sins. But then there's people who know they sin, but they will watch for other people's iniquity. What kind of mind is that? When you have iniquity in you, you have sin in you, but you will look and watch for other people's iniquity. And Yahweh is letting us know that these three, the scorner, the terrible one, and those that watch for iniquity, they all will be cut off. All of them. And watch what it says. The 21st verse. That make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproves the meek, and turn aside the just for a thing of nothing. This is the terrible, the scorner, and those that watch for iniquity. You doing all this for a word? Really? Well, Yahweh will do all this to cut you off. The scorner in the scripture. I just want you to see how Yahweh see this thing. In the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter. Because a fool is bad. But so is a scorner. It says in the book of Proverbs, the 7th chapter. And what's a scorner again? Again, it comes from the Hebrew word loots. Mock. Scoff. At things. Having derision. Really, they don't care about what's right. Their whole foolish ways is to bring about scorning. And if they can bring down, the scripture said, wise woman build her house. Matter of fact, let me correct myself. It says every wise woman build her house. In other words, there's no exceptions. But the fool plucking it down with her hands. And a scorner is a fool. But it's a certain type of fool. In the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter, let me show you this type of fool. In the 7th verse, this is what it says. I'm going to start at the first verse because this really tells a little story that you need to hear. Proverbs 9 and 1. And this is what it says. Wisdom has built her house. That's why it says every wise woman built her house. Because wisdom, that's what wisdom is. It's a builder. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. She has killed her beasts. She has mingled her wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent forth her maidens. She cries upon the highest places of the city. Whoever is simple, and we're going to talk about the simple tonight, let him turn in here. As for him that wants understanding, she says to him, and we know a fool don't want no understanding. She says to him, come and eat of my bread. Drink of the wine which I have mingled. And watch the sixth verse. Forsake the foolish and live. And go in the way of understanding. Because a fool hate knowledge. Then the seventh verse says, he that reproves, which means correct, a scorner gets to himself shame. In other words, a scorner is so bad that you wasting your time by reproving them and correcting them. All you're going to do is get to yourself shame. And he that rebukes a wicked man gets himself a blot. So therefore, in the 8th verse, reprove not a scorner, lest he hates you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Brothers and sisters, this is the facts of life. These are biblical truths. And when you wear the shoes, they're yours. Scorner in the scriptures. You don't even waste your time by even trying to correct a scorner. I know some people say, why can't you correct them? Why can't you say, why can't you take your time with them? Why don't you try this way? And why don't you try that way? And there's no way to try with a scorner, a fool. In the book of Proverbs 13, the very first verse, this is what it says. A wise son hears his father's instruction. Why? Because what you think wisdom is, wise people, they love instruction. But a scorner hears not rebuke. They don't even hear the rebuke. You can tell them you was wrong, but they don't hear that. You can tell them that wasn't good. They didn't hear that. You can tell them that's a sin. They didn't hear that. In other words, they hear it, but they don't listen to it because they're not interested in listening to it. So why would a wise man waste his time on a fool and a scorner? That's why it's so important to do all what you're doing with knowledge. In the book of Proverbs 14 again. Now the scripture says, once again, a fool hates knowledge, and a fool despises wisdom and instruction. But watch what it says about a scorner, because I want you to see a scorner is a fool. It's just a different type of fool. Watch what it says, Proverbs 14 and 6. It says a scorner seeks wisdom. A scorner, a fool won't even seek wisdom because a fool despises wisdom and instruction. But a scorner seeks wisdom and finds it not. But knowledge is easy unto him that understands. Knowledge is not that hard if you have the spirit of understanding. This thing ain't hard at all. I praise Yah that we have one more day in our 40-day fast, which is tomorrow. One more day. And you got many who's fasting that are engulfed in their fast, learning the humility that bring about honor. But then you have many even though they might be fasting, or they might not be fasting, but they caught up in foolishness, and they don't understand. Because knowledge is easy unto him that understands, and you want to understand your way. Proverbs 15. And we're talking about the scorner in the scripture. We're going to get to the simple so you can see the difference. But the scorner seeks wisdom, but he don't find it. A fool despises wisdom and instruction. In the book of Proverbs 15, the 12th verse, we're going to start at the 9th verse. And watch what it says, because all of this go together. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto Yahweh. So you know Yahweh, he's not feeling no scorner nor a fool. But he loves him that follows after righteousness. Correction is grievous to him that forsake the way. And he that hates reproof shall die. So a lot of foolish people, a lot of fools got to die, as well as scorners, because they don't like reproof. Hell and destruction are before Yahweh. How much more than the hearts of the children of men? A scorner loves not, which means he hates. A scorner loves not one that reproves him. Just reprove a scorner and see what happens. Neither will he go to the wise. Yeah, not a scorner is not about to do that. Because they know what the wise is going to tell them. The truth. The scorner in the scriptures. We talked about a fool. Now we're talking about a scorner. And I know the fools don't like it. The scorners don't like it. They probably not even listening anyway. But if they are, they don't like it, and they're not going to follow it, and they're real mad right now, and that's okay. They probably think I'm talking about them, and I am. And we're going to talk some more about them in the book of Proverbs 21. And this is what it says. It says in the 23rd and 24th verse, whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. Proud and haughty scorner is his name. Who digs in proud wrath. In other words, they can't wait to get even. They can't wait to get back. They can't wait to turn up and heap up and do evil and mischievous things. They can't wait. It's a burning lamp in their soul. Do bad, to do evil. That's why, once again, I want you to see this and never forget it. In Proverbs 22, and we read this. Well, not Proverbs 22, I got to show you something else. Where the scriptures say, it is an abomination for a fool to depart from evil. My goodness. It is very bad to be a fool or a scorner. In the book of Proverbs, the 24th chapter, I'm saying these are the instructions for the wise. Because the fool is not going to hear anything that I'm saying to you. I said 24 and 9, but 23rd chapter, 9th verse, and watch what it says. Speak not in the ears of a fool. For he will despise the wisdom of your words. He's going to despise it. So why would you waste your time speaking in his ears? You got to know who you're talking to. Now go to Proverbs 24 and 9. And this is bad. Proverbs 24 and 9. The thought of foolishness is sin. And the scorner is an abomination to men. How can you be an abomination to men by being a scorner? That's why you got to understand these things. You got to have knowledge of these things. You got to know what these things mean. How else can you save yourself? There's only one way to save yourself, and that's with knowledge. For my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. And if you have any chance of being saved, get you some knowledge. And we bring it to you knowledge today. Proverbs 19, the 29th verse. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. That's what judgment's for? That's what strikes for. And which one are you, a scorner or a fool? And it's not good to be either one of them. And just a couple more scriptures on the scorner. In the book of Isaiah 25. Little do people know, wisdom have an enemy. Wisdom have an opposing opponent. Wisdom have a counterpart. And yes, it's the fool, the scorner. In the book of Isaiah 25, and what these two scriptures is speaking about, it's speaking about the terrible ones. And the terrible ones is likened unto a scorner. And I'll just read one of them because both of them pretty much saying the same thing. In the book of Isaiah 25 and 5, this is what it says. You shall bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. And when Yahweh talk about bringing down the terrible ones, he also talk about bringing down the scorner and those that watch for iniquity. He said he's going to cut them off. And there's a lot of people that refuse to look in the mirror, but they watching out the window, looking at everybody else's faults, looking at everybody else's shortcomings, looking at everybody else's sins but their own. Well, those type people, Yahweh said, going to be cut off because they refuse to heed to knowledge. But that's what a fool does. He hates knowledge. But then you have another type of fool in the scriptures. This fool is called the simple. You have a fool, you have a scorner, and then you have the simple. Now, the simple come from the Hebrew word hati. It almost sounds like petty. Because this individual oftentimes is petty. But really they just silly and foolish. But the number one definition that the scripture will tell you about this simple is they don't know. They just don't have knowledge. They don't know. So a lot of people will be considered simple. But this type of simple is not just one that lacks knowledge. This type of simple is someone who would do things without knowledge. They will decide things without knowledge. They will group up without knowledge. And I just want you to see this type a fool. It's still a fool, but the difference, the major difference with this type of fool, there's hope. There's way more hope anyway. Way more hope in this fool than any fool you might meet. Because this fool don't know. However, this fool is still bad. It's still bad. Because it's bad to be a fool, period. And let me show you one major scripture about this fool. Because a lot of people fall into this category called the simple. In the book of Proverbs 14, this is what it says in the 15th verse. The simple believes every word. People are running to you crying and saying somebody did this, somebody did that. You'll believe it if you're simple. But the prudent man looks well to his going. No, he's not going to believe everything. He's going to search it out. He's going to see if it adds up. He's going to make sure all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted. But not the simple. Because the simple believes every word. And you don't want to be simple. It's not good to be simple. In the 18th verse of this same chapter, it says, the simple inherit folly. Why? Because they believe every word. But the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Because you've got to have knowledge in everything you do. You got to have knowledge. And some people, they claim things and say things, charge things, but they doing it without knowledge. They just saying a bunch of stuff. But as soon as you talk to the wise, all those things come to nothing. And you don't want to be simple. You don't want to be a fool at all. But when I study the simple, there's way more hope with the simple than any of the fools that I studied on. Watch what it says in the book of Psalms 19. We talked about the fool, the scorner. Now we're talking about the simple in the scriptures. In the book of Psalms 19, this is what it says in the 7th verse. The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul, because that's what Yahweh's law will do. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise. The simple. And why? Because there's hope for the simple. The simple can actually be made wise. They just got to know. And once you're able to know, then all you have to do is do. You can't be simple all your life. There's some things you got to know. And if you seek knowledge, by seeking Yahweh, he said, if you seek me, you shall find me. Now, the fool ain't going to seek Yahweh. A scorner is not going to seek Yahweh. They're going to seek wisdom, but they're not going to find it. Furthermore, the book of Psalms, still in Psalms, Psalms 116. We talked about the fool. We talked about the scorner. Now we're talking about the simple in the scriptures. Psalms 116. And this is what it says. Starting at the first verse. I love Yahweh because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death encompass me. The pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. And everybody, if you live long enough, you're going to find trouble and sorrow. No one is exempt from trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of Yahweh. O Yahweh, I beseech you, deliver my soul. Gracious is Yahweh. Righteous, yes. Our Elohim is merciful. And watch what it says. Yahweh preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return to your rest, for Yahweh has dealt bountifully with you. And Yahweh will do that for you. He would even do that for the simple, which is another type of fool. But it's fool that just don't know. But you got to want to know. You got to seek to know. You got to yearn to know. And then you have to do. And Yahweh placed the ball in your court to determine whether you want to be a fool, a scorner, the simple, or the wise. It shouldn't be a hard choice. But a fool don't. A fool hates knowledge. A fool despises wisdom instruction. Psalms 119. And this is what it says in Psalm 119. And we're going to read verse 130. This is what it is. The entrance of your words give light. Why do you think the very first thing that happened is Yahweh said, let there be light, was his word. And there was light. And so this is a true fact. And then it said, it gives what? That light. The entrance of his words gives understanding to the simple. Because even though the simple is like a fool, but there's hope for the simple. We all were simple at one point in time. We all will be simple at some point in time. But at some point in time, you got to want to know. You got to want knowledge. For Yahweh's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So you got to want to know. And the only way you're going to know is through the word of Yahweh. The simple in the scriptures, that's what we're talking about now. We talked about the scorner. We talked about the fool. And now we're trying to help you to understand the simple. So when you read these things, you know exactly what they're talking about. In the book of 2 Samuel, let us turn there. 2 Samuel. The 15th chapter. And it's going to give you better understanding of the simple. Because it's different than just a straight out cold-blooded fool. Because fool hates knowledge. A scorner seeks wisdom, but they're not going to find it. And then the simple, they just don't know, but they got to want to know. In the book 2 Samuel, the 15th chapter, and we're going to start at the 10th verse, 2 Samuel 15 and 10. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, you shall say, Absalom reigns in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called. And watch what it says. And they went in their simplicity. And what is that? And they knew not anything. Oh, they didn't know nothing. They didn't know this man, Absalom, wasn't going to be no king. They didn't know he was trying to take the throne in foolishness. Absalom was a fool. But they followed him anyway. And why? Because the simple believe it every word. So they followed this man to their own demise. They went in their simplicity and they knew not anything. And you got to want to know. You can't just be simple. And this is how you're going to know. If you want to know. In the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter, the 1st chapter. That's why I said this is not just any type of book. You got to want to know the knowledge in this book. I get people trying to debate me, and they know they don't read this book and study this book like me. But they will try to debate me. I don't know why. I don't know what they possess with. They see I study all the time, but or no, I do teach every day, and they still try to debate me. And that's okay with me. I don't have no problem with it. But I know it ain't wisdom. That's like trying to fight a boxer. He box all the time, and you don't box at all. And then you want to jump in the ring with him or throw your hands up at him. That ain't wise. In the book of Proverbs, the 1st chapter, in the 4th verse, well, let's start at the 1st verse, Proverbs 1 and 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know, because this is about knowledge, wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity. And watch what it says. To give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man, knowledge and discretion. See, it is your job, it is our job to teach and show the simple their way. We can take you to well, but we can't make you drink. You have to do that yourself. This same chapter, watch what it says. It asks a simple question in the 22nd verse. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? How long? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. And we've been talking about all three things. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Only if you turn to my reproof. In this same chapter, this first chapter, watch what it says, the 27th verse. When your fear comes, as desolation, and it is. Your destruction comes as a whirlwind, and it will. When distress and anguish comes upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me earnestly, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge. Now you know what we're talking about, because you know who hates knowledge. And did not choose the fear of Yahweh. They would not have my counsel. They despise all my reproof. You know who they're talking about. Therefore shall they eat up the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. And watch what happens. Because this is what a fool will do. For the turn away of the simple shall slay them. And the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoever listens to me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Brothers and sisters, you got to have knowledge. And people only think they have knowledge. If you got the knowledge you think you have, then you will let your words be few. You will surround yourself around wise counselors, not a companion of fools. If you want knowledge. In the book of Proverbs, the 7th chapter, and I want to read this chapter because this is the warning for the simple. It's like a constitution for the simple. Watch what it says. My son, keep my words. Lay up my commandments with you. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them upon your fingers. Write them upon the table of your heart. Say unto wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your kinswoman, that they may keep you from the strange woman, from the stranger which flatters with her words. For at the window of my house, I looked through my case and saw among the simple ones. Because this, I told you, this is the constitution for the simple ones. I discerned among the youth a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot, subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet stay not in her house. That's what it says about a certain type of woman. It says she's clamorous. A foolish woman is clamorous, which means loud and obnoxious and stubborn. And she knows not nothing. Why would it say? Now is she without, now in the streets, and lies in wait at every corner. So she called him, kissed him, with an impotent face said to him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet you, diligently to seek your face, and I found you. I've decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I perfume my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come. Let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. Yeah, they're going to really reel you in with their sweetness and love and their flatteries, their sweet smell and their golden smile. For my husband is not at home. He's gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech, she calls him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goes after her suddenly, as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as the fool to the correction of stocks. Till a dart strikes through his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare and knows not that it is for his life. He don't even realize it. Listen unto me now, therefore, O you children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not your heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she has cast down many wounded. Yes, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. This is why you don't want to be simple. For a long time, you want to heed to knowledge. You want to heed to wisdom and understanding. Because if you don't, this is what you got waiting for you. The strange woman. And it don't mean she's going to be a stranger to you. But in the end, she cast you down, and she has wounded many, even the strong. You've been warned. Furthermore, in the book of Proverbs, the ninth chapter. Another scripture that talking to the simple. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars, and we read this. She has killed the beast. She's mingled her mind. She has also furnished her table because she's trying to get your attention. She has sent forth her maiden, cried upon the high places of the city. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And as for him that wants understanding, she says to him, come eat of my bread, drink of my wine, which I've mingled. Forsake the foolish and live. Go in the way of understanding. He that reproves a scorner gets himself ashamed. He that rebukes a wicked man gets himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hates you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will yet be wiser. And teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me your days shall be multiplied. The years of your life shall be increased. If you are wise, you shall be wise for yourself. But if you scorn, you alone will bear it. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knows nothing. For she sits at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city, called passengers who go right on their ways. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And as for him that wants understanding, she says to him, stolen waters are sweet. Bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knows not that the dead are there. He don't even know it. And that her guests are in the depths of hell. That's why you got to have knowledge. That's why you have to know. And just a few more scriptures. We're talking about the simple and the scriptures. Watch what it says. Watch this great wisdom you're going to see concerning the simple. In the book of Proverbs, the 19th chapter, the 25th verse. And watch what it says. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. Reprove one that has understanding, and he will understand knowledge. So you can get the simple attention. You can actually teach and show by example how the simple can gain knowledge. You don't have to always be simple. You can have knowledge. In the book of Proverbs 21, you notice in the 19th chapter, it says, smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. Watch what it says in Proverbs 21, the 11th verse. When the scorner is punished, the simple made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. See, there's hope for the simple. is over. Also, in the book of Proverbs 22, the first verse, a good man is rather to be chosen than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and poor meet together. Yahweh is the maker of them all. And watch this. A prudent man foresees the evil. He see it. He see it coming. He see it festering. He see it happening even before it happens. He foresees the evil and hides himself. In other words, he get gone. But the simple, that's why you don't want to be the simple. But the simple pass on and are punished because they don't see nothing. They don't know nothing. They just keep going on and on and on. And by humility and the fear of Yahweh are riches, honor, and life. And one of the last scriptures that I want to read you in the book of Ezekiel, the 45th chapter. And we've been talking about the fool, the scorner, and the simple. Which one are you? In the book of Ezekiel 45, the 18th verse, this is the law. It says, thus is Yahweh. In the first month, in the first day of the month, you shall take a young bullock without blemish and cleanse the sanctuary. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering and put it upon the posts of the house and upon the four corners of the ledge of the altar and upon the posts of the gate of the inner court. And so you shall do the seventh day of the month for everyone that errs and for him that is simple. So shall you reconcile the house. Because unlike just a cold-blooded, full-blown fool or a scorner, the simple, they have a chance. They have a shot. Now, one might think the fool have a shot. The scorner have a shot. And they may very well do have a shot. But only Yahweh knows. Only Yahweh knows. But the simple, he just don't know. But he can know if he want to know. For Yahweh said, if you seek me, you shall find me. And you don't have to be a fool. And it's bad to be a fool. You don't have to be a scorner. And it's bad to be a scorner. You don't want to continue in your simplicity. How long shall the simple continue on in their simplicity? You want knowledge. For my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So arm yourself. For wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. And wisdom is a defense. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Magnify Yah,